It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a winter wonderland right outside our East Lake Avenue studios. Snow coming down hard. Did your forecast say what the temperature is here in downtown Seattle?
It's at 36.
Yeah, it's nothing sticking yet. There's no accumulation.
And it's light. It is very wet, though. This is the problem. This is what Cliff Mast told us from UW.
It's not a problem.
Well, no. At some point, it's going to get really cold and it's going to get slick. It's not a problem if we don't have to drive in it.
Well, no. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, that's right. Okay, no.
It's going to be fun.
It's beautiful.
It's going to be fun driving home today.
Times.
I'm going to do okay. I'll be fine.
I know, but that all sounds great. But, you know, for example, I was supposed to go to a fundraiser tonight in downtown Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
The one event that they have for this particular effort that they have to make Catholic schools more affordable for everybody.
Yes.
It's been canceled.
Canceled or postponed?
Canceled.
Because the fundraiser, the auction I was going to go to tomorrow night has been postponed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's just...
Everybody give to that Ursula's charity.
Right, Fulcrum Foundation, please.
Yeah, go write them a check for crying out loud, and then we'll all feel good about it. No, I've got my theory, because I just heard in your newscast from the woman, was Ravensdale, who said everybody around her was so stressed at the store.
She was so cute.
Because Nicole's been trying to concoct this little fantasy that people are panic buying because No.
Hear me out.
The reason that they're panic buying is because they're just going to have fun with it this weekend. And that's not it. People are like zombies out there, and I have a theory as to why.
They're having fun. They're excited.
No, they're not. I saw the people in the line at Albertson's.
I think you could both be correct.
No.
Some people are panicking because maybe they can't drive around. Those would be maybe the elderly or people who don't have transportation. And then like Nicole said, some people are like, hey, it's a pajama party. I'm going to do
There's another huge factor to all of this. Socialism breeds a lack of self-sufficiency. This is a Seattle issue. We have so many people who have decided to rely on government for every aspect of their life. Government will provide me the wage I need. They'll provide me with free stuff. They'll give me everything. And they'll take it from the guy who's more successful and they'll give it to me. And so then when we get a little snow, those people who depend on government for everything in their life, all of a sudden they have to be self-sufficient for one day and they can't handle it.
Such a bunch of baloney.
Guarantee you that.
There's no baloney left in the stores anyway, by the way.
By the way, OMG from the 206. OMG Costco muffins are sold out. P.S.
Oh, no.
I bought the last one, she says. So,
the woman, she actually is a friend of one of our colleagues. And she was just laughing hysterically because as everyone is, you know, panicking, trying to get but they're just, you know, wiped out the bread and the lettuce and all the more healthy stuff. She's like, well, I'll just fill my cart with what I want. Pudding, popcorn, lemon.
Yeah. It's just crazy. But no, what's going to happen? Somebody texted me and said, what's going to happen if the earthquake hits? And we've got, like, things down for weeks, as they've said is possible. People have to learn to be the tiniest bit self-sufficient, and you've got to prepare and plan and not go into a panic because something cool and wonderful and beautiful is happening. But again, I don't have much hope for all the people who rely on other entities as their alpha and their omega.
I don't even know how you got that. How do you explain when store shelves go empty in towns that maybe are leaning more conservative? I mean, it happens. That's just a natural instinct. You want to protect. You want to protect yourself and your family. And if you're just going to have a good time, you want to make sure you have snacks.
I haven't begun to figure out why it's happening in Duval. But in Seattle, I know why it's happening. I'll figure out Duval later, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right.
And yell them.
Yeah. I mean, all of our listeners, I'm sure, are doing fine. Out in one of our north suburbs, my wife said, nothing yet. This is about 25 minutes ago. And then she quickly followed it up with, It's like God just flipped a switch, and it's coming down really hard in the north suburbs right now. So let's see. Snowing heavy. I'm just checking the text messages. Puyallup, Gig Harbor, it's snowing heavy right now. No snow in Bellingham from the 360?
Really?
No.
Well, there's probably
odd.
Some areas where it just, you
know. From the 425.
Oh, no.
From the 425, report from Everett. The Democrats are ruining America. I'm just going through these.
He's listening to you.
I don't have
or
time.
He or she.
Except they said it 17 minutes ago. I like that. I hadn't seen it until just now.
I tell you what, we heard from a few Pierce County listeners, too, and they're starting to see the flakes. Everything is happening sooner. So our meteorologist friends at Cairo 7 have been kind of changing because the models keep showing something different. But, I mean, it's almost perfectly timed as far as what they predicted.
Yeah. Yeah, they said 1 to 3 o'clock. Snowing like crazy in Centralia. Nothing in Enumclaw right now. This is, again, according to my texters, near Whiteout in the Renton Highlands. Another person, big flakes coming down in Renton. So it sounds like Renton's getting hammered hard right now.
Visibility on the freeways in some stretches, not good.
I tell you what, Ursula, when I went out at 12:30 on my phone, and I was the wind is blowing northerly, so I was walking down into the wind, and it was about as hard as snow as I've been in years. Yeah. I mean, in the city, in the lowlands. I've been in mountain snow that's like this a lot. I'm just going through the text here, but it sounds like some places Everett is getting nothing right now, and other places are getting just hammered. So especially South End, we're hearing from a lot of people down into, like you said, Pierce County and even down to the Centralia Chehalis area. So anyway, there you go. Keep it coming because we are monitoring our text messages and we have a huge reporter group out there, those reporters being you.
We do have somebody that said that they're out driving Uber instead of tires. So
yeah,
that's an option for people.
There's a big controversy. Is it a bad move to order pizza tonight?
Well, I know that Jason Rance just, tonight?
Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean, it'd probably be forever for
Jason
it to arrive.
Jason Rance is just ordering Chipotle, but he said his driver hadn't arrived yet. I think at some point they're going to have trouble.
Yeah, they're going to cut that off. So anyway, be careful out there because
I just heard that Squim got 7 inches so far.